Welcome back to Win the Day Replay, and here comes a song that reminds us why faith matters in the first place, and it's from Avalon from 2004, number 8 on the CCM Adult Contemporary Charts. It's all on Win the Day Replay.
I've had a world of possibilities slip through my hands, and prayers that went unanswered that I couldn't understand. There's a faith that can move mountains, but I never let it move me. I only trusted things that I could see. So much frustration and trying it alone. There are moments in the journey where I wonder where you are. And sometimes I forget that you live inside my heart. It's then I hear you whisper, I've been here all along. And I'm in the hands of mercy where I belong. A silent conversation when you speak to me. It's the sweetest inspiration.
Win the Day Replay with Avalon, number 8 on the CCM Adult Contemporary Charts of 2004, and a song called All. We go back to 2000 now on Win the Day Replay with Andre Crouch and the Christ Memorial Choir, asking the question, do you need a miracle?
Do you need a miracle?
Here's Worship Pastor Matthew Morris on how Gen Zers and Millennials are finding that small churches are helping them rediscover their faith in Christ.
If you go to a small church, you're going to be able to have a direct relationship with not only just the pastor, but everyone in the church. Mm-hmm. And you have essentially a small village of people who can help you get through whatever hard times you're dealing with. And then in return, whenever you see someone in your small group that's going through something, you remember how they helped you and you're able to jump in and help out. There's so many people my age that have experienced church hurt and are coming back to the church, and it's not anything like what pushed them out. It's the complete opposite.
Find Pastor Matthew's podcast and many others to deepen your faith at wintheday.life. That's wintheday.life.
God, take me past all the
Win the Day Today with Point of Grace, number one on the contemporary Christian music charts in 1995. One of their earlier hits, The Great Divide. And, you know, songs like that give us space to breathe and reflect. And when you're ready to go a little deeper, visit wintheday.life. There's a podcast there from believers sharing insight on faith, purpose, and growing closer in Christ. Keep the momentum going at wintheday.life. We're going to go way back in contemporary Christian music to 1973. Larry Norman was an American musician, singer, songwriter, record label owner, and record producer. He's considered one of the pioneers of Christian rock music, releasing more than 100 albums, and this is one of his earlier hits, I've Got to Learn to Live Without You, on Win the Day Replay.
You came into my life, you took me off the shelf, you told my name to me and taught me what to do. But then you went away and left me by myself. I feel completely lost and lonely without you. Why'd you go? Today I thought I saw you walking down the street with someone else. I turned my head and faced the wall. I started crying and my heart fell to my feet. But when I looked again, it wasn't you at all.
One of the earliest Jesus music songs, that's Larry Norman from 1973, and I've Got to Learn to Live Without You on Win the Day Replay. And speaking of early music, here comes some praise and worship music from the 1970s from Hosanna Music. I Will Call Upon the Lord on Win the Day Replay.
No. exalt the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, we celebrate your goodness, God. We celebrate your goodness tonight. Hallelujah.
Well, hour number one is in the books for Win the Day Replay. We have another hour of great contemporary Christian music from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and early 00s on the way. The roots of contemporary Christian music to the songs that continue to inspire us today. This is Win the Day Replay.